Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hi, my name is Chill Kong, and I'm the artistic director at Adventure Theater.
And we're talking because you have Winterfest coming up at Adventure Theater. It's November 19th through January 2nd. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Glad, happy to be here.
All right, so I want to get into the individual. It's three shows, but I'm going to get into individual productions in a second. But first, you know, give me an overview about, you know, what is sort of Winterfest? You know, why do we brand it as a whole series here?
Well, Winterfest really started in the midst of COVID as part of our Jingle in July festival. We were looking for, and this happened because when I was looking for the holiday season, when I first arrived at Adventure, I was finding basically like two choices for plays or musicals that are happening for the holidays. And though they were lovely, they didn't show the real diversity and showcase the amazing stories that are, you know, part of the entire American lexicon, right? So one of the things that we were doing is we decided that we wanted to focus on local writers and find out if they have any stories that are based on the holidays. And then we found out that it's like, well, let's not just focus on the holiday season itself, but let's just focus on winter. Because there's many stories that revolve around winter and not everyone needs to be about the holidays themselves. So we did this Jingle in July festival and it was, we were overwhelmed by the amount of people and by the amount of voices that came out. It was somewhere around 30 different playwrights who submitted to us. And our philosophy here for these festivals is, you write it, we will present it. So we try not to curate. And because of that, it's allowed many, many writers their first opportunity to hear their work done. Out of that group, we did curate in that we, the winning writer, I guess if there is a win, really was that you got to be selected for this Winterfest. This was intended for last winter, but COVID prevented any kind of live experiences. So we thought, let's now go through and select again. And these three pieces really worked well together and is why we're doing Winterfest. The idea about this is that we'll do this regularly, not necessarily annually, but allows us to put out stories that is around the holidays and winter that and into the lexicon. So because there aren't so many, we are trying to create more stories for everyone to hear and enjoy.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, without further ado, let's go individually into each of them. So the first one, why don't you tell me what the first one it's called? Is it Uri and Aura Light the Menorah? Is that how you say it?
It's Uri and Aura Light the Menorah, written by Robin Schrader Seaman. A really, really fun writer. That is one of the more interesting plays that's out there that is really about menorahs and less about Hanukkah. It's still based in Hanukkah because menorahs are in Hanukkah. But it's about the stories of the menorah and how they're created. And it's really a beautiful tale about magic and how families can come together, people come together at this time of lighting and why you need this time, because magic exists everywhere. And how you connect to your past is through these lighting of the candles and what these candles represent. So, you know, it's a beautiful piece that does that.
So who are Uri and Aura, you know, the characters?
It's a family. So there's two kids in the family and a mom, and then everyone's coming to their Hanukkah celebration. It is an annual celebration for them. So like all the family comes to this one house. But it revolves around those three and the menorahs that they're the caretakers of.
Great. Sounds like it, very entertaining. Cool. And then the second one is called Connection. What's that about?
Yeah, Connections I don't want to give away too much of this because it is such a lovely piece. Connection is really about how one person gets a gift of these beautiful toys that they find and that represent her culture, her Filipino culture. And they travel to the United States to help them heal. They have all kinds of things are happening for this young kid's life. Well, this kid grows up and then decides to then do something else with these toys. But it's all done through the eyes of these toys. So it's what I love about this is that it's very much like Pixar Toy Story meets Filipino heritage meets TYA style theater, theater for the very young. So it's super fun because it's all through the eyes of the toys. And I think you'll really enjoy it.
And really quick, I don't know if you mentioned or not, I might've missed it. Who wrote it? What makes the writing so good?
It's the writing team of Diego Maramba and Michelle Bowen Zekchek. They are a long couple and well-established Philippine couple within the DMV community. And why? It's because they finally get to have their like first piece that they've written presented out in the public. So it's super exciting. And also it's a lovely story about heritage and how you can connect to it through these beautiful toys.
Sounds great. Don't want to miss that. All right. And then the third, last but not least, hilarious title, Cranky Penguin.
Yeah, it's a perfect kind of, well, it is a perfect send-off and final piece that wraps this all together, because it's about a penguin who just happens to be cranky, and you don't understand why until you learn about this penguin and how these friends connect to this cranky penguin and find celebration and joy in the middle of winter. It's also like one of the great art iconic ideas of what Winterfest really is, because it doesn't have to be a holiday, but it has a holiday in it. And it's just super fun to hear all the amazing jokes and laughter that is about a cranky penguin.
And not only a penguin, there's also some other characters like a Yeti and a walrus.
There is a Yeti and a walrus, and they are hilarious because it's like, you know, because they don't have thumbs and they have to try to fix things, and it is physical comedy at its best. And our director, Kara Gabriel, does an amazing job at connecting all of these three pieces together.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, it's you get the penguins of, like, you know, March of the Penguins and Happy Feet meets the Yetis of Abominable or Rudolph or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And who wrote that one? Keegan Patterson?
That is written by Keegan Patterson. All of these are amazing local writers. And that's the other thing too, is that we're celebrating the voices that are here. We're lucky to have unique storytellers in the DMV community. And we want people to know they're really talented here.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned really quick, but dish a little bit more on the director, Kara Gabriel, that how, you know, she does all three of these, but you know, what makes her so talented?
Well, Kara is inventive in the way she connects the physical aspects and physical humor with all this amazing dialogue. And so what you'll get is this combination of really fun jokes and dialogue mixed in with all this physical comedy and humor, while grounding it in some fun stuff that also has like touching moments. So, you know, it takes that. You have to be able to do both laugh and have your heart felt with laughter and with joy and a little bit of pain. And so it's because it's all encapsulated in this physical form, the word she's just really good at movement, allows us to connect in a way that isn't just about the words, but also what the actors are doing and performing in front of us. It is why we do things live. It isn't just words. It's what we see and feel and how we activate the audience. And one of the things that really makes adventure theater different is that we have a connection to the audience. We really participate with the show. So there'll be different places in the show where there's audience call outs and they get to participate with distancing, of course. but they're just fun because Kara knows exactly how to play with the audience and interact with them while also just leaning into the why we do theater, the live theatrical component of theater.
Fantastic. Well, before we run, remind us where you're located and how long you've been over there.
We are celebrating our 70th anniversary season, big 70. We have been here for a long time. And most of those 70 years, we have been at Glen Echo Park. That is 7300 MacArthur Boulevard in Glen Echo. So we are in Montgomery County, Maryland. It is just over the Virginia border. So all of you down in Virginia, please come up. We are very close to you. It is a beautiful park. I just did a presentation out there yesterday in the sun and fall weather is, I miss the fall weather here in Virginia and Maryland. So come out and join us starting November 19th through January 2nd, Winterfest 2021.
So just to clarify, I know it's a beautiful park. Are the shows outdoors or indoors?
The shows are indoors. Our theater is in the park and they're all indoors and live. Please bring your COVID card. We need to see it. And you will be masked during the performance. Even our amazing vaccinated kids that are getting vaccinated now. Yay. But our actors will not. So we want to make sure that we are protecting everyone. But it is indoors at our theater at Glen Echo Park.
Gotcha. Perfect. Thanks for clarifying where exactly it is. And just, I guess, one other final business of housekeeping. What days of the week is it?
Well, through the holidays, you know, because it's different. So mostly it is Wednesday through Sunday performances, day performances. However, we have performances through Thanksgiving. We have performances through Christmas. As well as we have performances through the different like Hanukkah, and so that it is available for all and everyone who Kwanzaa, everyone who supports, plays all the holidays. So we have performances for all the holidays. And because we know that this winter and these holidays in particular, more people are staying longer and we're excited to celebrate family with everyone during the holiday season.
Great. Well, everyone, again, it's called Winterfest, November 19th through January 2nd at Adventure Theater in Glen Echo. So come see Uri and Ora light the menorah, Connection, and of course, Cranky Penguin. Thanks so much for joining us. This is great.
Thank you.